You are such a good friend. Do you remember when we became such good friends?
I think it was on the ballet or opera house, something. I don't remember first time when we met.
No. It was in the marketplace. You sold me the goat, remember?
Yeah, I sold you that, my favorite goat, I remember.
When you sold me that goat, I said to myself, this man, he's such a good person. You know, he sold me the goat for the same price he bought it for, and I said, this man should be your friend. But this man never invests into his business. He's really bad businessman. So
I told you that I sold with the buying price, huh?
Yeah. Why are you laughing?
No, I'm not laughing.
Did you lie to me?
No, I didn't lie to you.
Was our friendship based on a lie?
No, it was buying price. I told you the same price that I told to the officials, to the government.
But you lied to the government.
Of course I lied to the government. But I would never lie to you.
How can I ever trust you again?
You know, I feel like I need to smoke. Do you want a cigarette?
Do you have a smoke? All right, just one.
For my best friend.
Thank you.
These are originals. Do you have matches?
I have. You know what? But I only have two.
Just be careful.
Don't watch it. You touched it.
No, I didn't touch it.
No, I only have one left.
Now you be really, really careful.
Listen.
I haven't smoked for 20 minutes.
There is a little bit of wind, so I think we need to find some place where we can light this up. Or, you know, let us pray to God.
You pray to God.
Lord Indra.
Agni.
Hare Krishna.
Agni.
Please, may this match light on fire so we can smoke like normal people. No, watch it.
You know what? I haven't heard in my life such a prayer. I saw tears in your eyes. Your divinity was glowing. You should become a priest or monk or something.
I tell you something. I pray so soulfully, you're right. But God doesn't listen to my prayers. Every time I try to smoke, something happens. Some child comes running through, gets the cigarette out of my hand. The wind blows. I can never smoke. I see everybody smoking. Everybody's happy. You know, the smoke is everywhere. But I, not me. So, I'm not sure even if God exists.
You know what? I've been trying to quit smoking for years. I was also praying like you, even deeper. And I still didn't stop smoking.
You see? You are trying to stop smoking. I try to smoke. Both of us pray to God, and nothing happens. That's empirical truth that God does not exist.
Exactly, because you pray for opposite thing than I'm praying. So either exactly. I'm on God's side or you're on God's side. But either God cannot make decision or he's confused.
If he was confused, he wouldn't be God. Therefore, God does not exist, and I suggest that we become atheists.
You are so smart. I agree. But what is it, atheist?
People who don't believe in God, we should become those.
So what do? They gather together, they pray, they, what do they?
They're just normal people like we are. They walk around, they gather in places, they have their places. I don't know what they do.
But how then they have name, atheist, they don't have organization, head, secretary, you know?
Well, I think we need to find some guidance about this, you know. Somebody should teach us how to become atheists.
You're so smart. This time I'll pray.
Okay.
Oh God, help us find guidance to become atheists.
No. Good atheists. Good.
God, help us to become good, honest, humble atheists.
Excellent. That was a beautiful prayer. Look, somebody's coming.
I knew God exists.
You see, what?
Atheist is coming himself.
If he's not atheist, who is atheist?
Unbelievable.
Look at him. Excuse me. He looks so atheistic.
I haven't seen more atheistic person in my life.
Sir?
Excuse me, sir. Are you an atheist?
No, I'm the village priest.
Oh. Priest?
Oh, the priests are usually not so atheistic.
They believe in God.
They believe in God.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
If God, see, God does not exist. That's another proof.
It's another proof.
Do you want to ask him anyway? Just if there is a chance, maybe he can help us to become atheists.
I don't know. You ask him.
Really?
Yeah.
Sir, please, by any chance, would you be able to guide us to become atheists?
No. I'm a priest. I believe in God. God does exist. What makes you want to become atheist?
Look, sir, all my life I've been trying to smoke, like regular human beings. I go here and there, trying to light the cigarette, but it never does. Something stops it. So I prayed to God with extreme devotion. I really prayed hard, and nothing happened. Nothing happens. I cannot continue to smoke like everybody else. So I made a nice conclusion that God does not exist. Otherwise, he would fulfill my prayer.
I have even stronger proof. I tried for years to stop smoking, and God didn't listen to me. I just keep smoking. So it just helped us somehow.
So, sir, can you help me? Tell me what I should do. How can I continue smoking like a normal human being?
God does exist. You say that God is not listening to your prayers. It's not true. I am telling you, God is listening to your prayers. I will prove it to you. From now on, every time that you want to smoke, you come to me. We shall enjoy smoking together. You do not even have to worry about paying for it. I have so many cigarettes, more cigarettes than you will ever want to smoke. So you see, you never have to worry about smoking again. You will be able to smoke anytime you like for the rest of your life. You see, this proves that God does exist. God is listening to your prayer. God is fulfilling your prayer. Would you like to have a cigarette right now?
Sure. What kind of church is this?
It's excellent.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You need a light?
You have light?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh.
We'll talk later.
And you?
What about me?
You say God is not listening to your prayers. In your case, it seems that you are right. God has not answered your prayers yet. Do you mind if I discuss your case with St. Peter?
You talk to St. Peter about me?
I can talk to him about it.
You think he knows me?
I can ask. Do you mind waiting a few minutes while I discuss it with St. Peter?
Sure, I'll wait. Do you mind if I smoke while I'm waiting with my friend?
Sure. Happily.
This is great.
This is amazing.
I'll discuss with St. Peter now.
Sure, no, take your time.
Amen. St. Peter. St. Peter. St. Peter. Please, St. Peter. Yeah. Karen, yeah. St. Peter. Amen, St. Peter, amen.
What did he say?
St. Peter is very sorry, but he is very busy with more urgent things right now, and he cannot deal with your case.
So how can I stop smoking then?
I tell you, you will be able to stop smoking. You will be able to.
But if St. Peter does not listen to you, then he will never listen to me.
I will give you a very good advice. Look, in the case of your friend, I gave him an advice that he can always smoke as much as he wants with me. He'll never have any problem to smoke.
Yeah, that's
it worked very well in his case. In your case, I'm offering you a different advice. From now on, you start smoking more and more, as many times as you can, for as long as you can, as many cigarettes as you can every day. The maximum possible smoking you can do, you should do.
And then? But I wanted to stop smoking, you know? You're a little confused.
But if you smoke a lot, and you smoke so much, a lot, then you will become very sick. And when you become very sick, you cannot smoke anymore. Amen.
He is genius. I haven't heard such a wisdom in my life. I'll get sick and I'll stop smoking. I never thought about it.
But if I continue to smoke, I will also get sick. And then I will have to stop smoking.
Exactly.
But I want to continue smoking. Sir!
At least he found out that God exists.